bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today, the example of Abraham. I found it interesting to study in detail the characters of the Bible. The men and women that we find there are, in every respect, human beings like ourselves. And the strengths and weaknesses that we find revealed in their lives can be helpful to us if we allow them to serve as examples. After all, the Bible says, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." Just as two pieces of metal will leave their marks if they're scraped across each other, so the men and women of the Bible will leave their marks on us if we allow ourselves to be instructed by their example. Abraham is such a man. We know him as the father of the faithful from Paul's comment in the book of Romans, where it tells us that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. You know the story well. From childhood up, most of us have been taught the great story of how this man took his son, his only son, Isaac, and climbed to the top of the mountain in the land of Moriah, where he could offer Isaac as a sacrifice to God. The Lord, of course, did not allow him to do this. God was only interested in seeing Abraham's faith proved, and proved it was. The author of the book of Hebrews tells us that Abraham had reasoned within himself that God was able to raise Isaac up even from the dead. He trusted God to perform that which was, humanly speaking, impossible, and so left a heritage of faith that has inspired many believers down through the ages. The thing that intrigues me as I look at the life of Abraham is the fact that God chose him for a particular reason. In Genesis 18:19, we read that God is going to make a great nation out of Abraham, and that all the nations of the earth will be blessed through his offspring, the Messiah, because Abraham will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. In other words, the sole reason given for God's choice of Abraham to be the one through whom he would establish the messianic line and so bless the world is the fact that Abraham was a good father. God could look into the years that lay ahead of Abraham and recognize the fact that he would be a consistent father, one who would faithfully train his children up in the way that they should go. And on this basis, he decided to bless Abraham. I know that Abraham is not a perfect character. We can see times of serious weakness in his life as we study it. But the one thing you'll not see as you study the life of Abraham is disobedience to God after the birth of Isaac. From that time on, Abraham seemed to walk with God in a closer manner until at last he was ready for the great test of offering his son. What an example! If you who know Jesus Christ as your Savior would determine in your hearts that you too were going to be faithful to God in the rearing of your children, then perhaps God would begin pouring out his blessing upon your lives. I hope you'll take the time to restudy the life of this great man of God. And at the same time, I hope you'll rededicate yourself to the task of guiding your household to keep the way of the Lord.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.